Good morning, folks, and welcome to our show at Radio Globe Budapest, brought to you by www.primefmradio.dj. I'm your host, Jay Miller, and today we have a special guest in our studio. Let's introduce him as Skinny Boy. Skinny Boy, could you tell us your name that your mom calls you?
My mom calls me Oreoluwa. It's my native name.
And where are you from?
I'm from Nigeria.
Could you tell us, like, what kind of street you grew up on? What does it look like? What is the sounds of your street?
I grew up on a street called Satellite Town in Lagos. It's a very good street to grow up on, you know? Like, we have well-behaved people there, and it's a really good environment.
And what brings you here to Budapest, and tell us what is happening in your artistic career? How do you represent yourself?
All right, basically I came to Hungary to study. I found a guy who was interested in making music with me. Then I became a musician. I write music, I compose, I do everything basically. I see myself as an artist.
How do you put together the two identities of being the full-time student at Corvinus University?
Yes.
And what are you studying?
I study media and communication.
That pretty much goes hand in hand with performance.
Yes.
How do you plan to use this education in media and communication to work in parallel with your arts career?
Media communication, as I understand it, has to do with like the entertainment and the media, everything about the media, the talk shows and things like that. Actually, I'm interested in trying to learn how to make videos, movies and things like that. And media communication can help me with that. And that's why I chose the subject, media communication.
What brought you to Budapest? From Lagos, Nigeria?
Yeah, I came to stay with my aunt. Then I decided to study here in Budapest.
How long have you been here?
I've been in Hungary for 5 years.
Uh-huh. What is it that attracts you to Hungary? What would you tell your friends from your street back in Lagos to get them, to lure them to come visit you, to come maybe study here?
Yeah, Budapest is a very nice place with nice people. And I'm actually enjoying Budapest because I have a lot of friends here, some Hungarian friends and Nigerian friends. And I think it's a very good place to visit because they have so many things, stories, sites, and things like that. You know.
So let's move along to your group, Cloud9 Plus. Tell us about when you hooked up with these guys and how long they've been playing together, what kind of music you're playing.
All right, I met our singer in November last year, and I found him on YouTube actually, and he made this cover which I was really interested in. Like, I heard his voice and I was like, yes, this is what I've been looking for. He has a really good voice. I would like to work with him. Then I contacted his former band on Facebook. Then we worked on a song, and later he stopped playing with his band. Then he got invited to the Cloud9 Plus band because he liked what I did with his former band, and he invited me to Cloud9 Plus. And we play drum and bass. We actually give our style of music, we named it something like rock step because it has a little bit of rock upstep also in it, and we have a little bit of hip hop also in it.
Could you do a little rapping right now?
A little rap?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be asking intermittently in our interview do a little. If you could say yes, you could say no. Let me hear. Could we get a little rap from you now?
All right, yeah. So fly, I am. I don't need no pilot. I go hard like a hot cold virus. Money and the power got me hooked on handcuffs. Prime FM radio behind us. Flow so crazy, so psycho. Light bulb hanging from the ceiling, so I glow. I go fast on a beat, no nitro. Balling with the king, so I gotta get a title. S-K-E-E-N-Y, ween. More like all I do is ween. Yeah, if you understand me, then cool. And if not, you can live right off who. Pass me the mic, freestyle for YouTube. And if you don't like me, I don't like you too. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, wow. Wow, thank you, man. This is Skinny Boy here. Tell us about how the unique individual style that you have and the other fellows in your group, how did such unique individualists come together to create a sound together?
That was the amazing part of it. Like, I don't think anybody in Budapest have done what we're doing right now, because we knew, like, from the beginning, okay, there's a black guy in the band, which is like a new thing in Hungary. And he's a rapper. So like, if we're gonna make a song between the band, we usually get together. Then we like give ideas to what we think. Like the singer could give some ideas, I could give some ideas also. And we put everything together. And when writing the lyrics, I'm always with the singer of the band. His name is Joe Sivak. We sit down together and we think of a theme for the song. And he's like, maybe he comes up with something, then I tell him like, okay, try and make a hook for the instrumental we're working on. Then he makes something, then I try to write according to what he wrote, like the same theme.
How do you choose your themes? And what are some of your the themes that identify your group?
Our theme, like we choose it, like depending on how we feel, you know, the mood we're on at that time. You know, we just, something pops up into our head and we just go with it. Like our first song was called Supernova, and it just came. And actually the singer chose it, and I was like, yeah, it's a very good name for this song, like, because the instrumental was like perfect.
And what is the theme of Supernova? What a story, what is the poetry? What are you telling the audience?
I would say Supernova is something fly, something special, something like that. And we had to talk about something fly, something special in the song. And I chose to talk about a girl who's special. And I was like, she is superhuman, she's Supernova.
How does your background, your culture, your birthplace influence your personality, of course, and then influence your band, who are all Hungarians?
Mm-hmm.
How does that give a special flavor, a special reaction to the people you work with, and ultimately influence the music?
I get along very well with the band. We actually like have this brotherly love for each other, and my culture doesn't really affect me so much with the band, because I'm a very flexible person, and like I observe people, and I observe the way they are, the way they do things
at that moment.
Yeah, I learned to blend in with them.
How does your family feel when you say, hey ma, hey pa, check out YouTube, and they see you?
Yeah, my mom is proud of me, my dad is proud of me. My dad actually has like the picture, I took a picture of me on TV, like I snapped it, then sent it to my dad, and he saw it and he liked it and put it as his display picture on WhatsApp. He shows he's proud of me, things like that.
What do your folks do?
My dad is an estate surveyor. He rents house to people, sells house. And my mom, she has a salon, which they make hair, things like that.
Salon.
Yeah.
Salon, you drink the alcohol. Salon.
It's actually the Nigerian thing, the way we pronounce it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but basically salon. Yeah.
Salon, uh-huh.
Yeah, and she has a store also where she sells provisions and things.
Where have you traveled with your band and performed?
Just in Hungary for now. We're planning on going outside when we're waiting for our record label to like work something out for us. Then we can go out.
So if you have any younger brothers, young cousins, or younger fans out there, and you were talking with them. What advice would you give them as you come to this juncture? You have your band, you have your personality now that's known, you're an artist in the community, and now the next step of getting your identity revealed in a CD, DVD, for YouTube, for internet. What advice would you give to that young artist to be coming up?
I would say keep doing what you're doing. Like, go to school also, obviously. You don't have to drop school because you want to do music. I do music and I do school, and it's going on fine with me. So just do what you love doing and go to school and concentrate on everything you're doing and be focused. That's it.
How did you feel when you first hit the ground in Budapest?
The first time I came to Hungary.
Yeah.
I was, because it's the first time for me traveling out of Nigeria, and I was, it was weird for me. It was strange because I never saw white people. I was always in my house in Nigeria. Either I go to school, church, or go back. I don't really go out so much. So like when I came here, and it was nice though. It was nice because I got to meet some new people. I just like Hungary.
Now 5 years later.
Yeah, everything, the things has changed right now. I was 17 when I came here, and now I'm 22. I'm more mature, and right now I feel good. I feel good. Sometimes I'm in the tram and I see some people and they come up to me to take some pictures, and it feels really good for people to be able to recognize me as a black guy in Hungary.
How in 5 years do you see any change, or you could explain people's perception of the black African?
Yeah, I think when I came to Hungary in 2008, I noticed some Hungarians, they don't really like black people, some of them, and it bothered me so much because I was like, why, what is the problem? Like, but later I then realized like some black people are mixing with some black guys, have black and white girlfriends, things like that, and they learn to understand how we live our lives. I had an ex-girlfriend who recently, she just said she traveled to Tunisia, and she's just understanding my behavior right now because she went to an African country and she saw the way they behaved, the way they do things, and she then realized like, okay, this is how this boy behaves. Like,
how did you get the name Skinny Boy?
I had this name before, which was lame, I would say. I didn't like it. It was Amani. But then I was trying to think of something new, something to call myself again. Then I wrote this rap for someone, and I was like, you're not rocking with the boy with the skinny jeans. Then my producer was like, okay, why don't you like name yourself? You like saying skinny, skinny, skinny. Why don't you name yourself Skinny Boy? And I was like, yeah, it's a good idea. Then we changed the spelling of skinny. So now it's like S-K-E-E-N-Y.
Skinny.
Yeah, Skinny Boy. It's not like the normal skinny. Yeah.
I went to school in New York City. I don't know how to spell that well. So skinny is okay with me.
Yeah.
And how is it to have other people influence you to the degree that say, hey, change your name?
No, I don't pay attention to anybody. I whatever suits me, that's what I do.
So you like
do whatever
that name?
Yeah, I like
when
it.
When your producer said, hey, this might be a good
idea.
Yeah,
I like it. One or two people have told me, why Skinny Boy? Don't you want to change it? I was like, no, I like it, and I'm going to stick with it.
Where's your roots of rap? How far do you go back that stimulated you? There's so many things a man can do in this life, and you chose to rap. Where does that come
from? I've always loved music. My mom was always complaining about it, actually. I was always listening to radio, listening to every kind of music, and my mom was worried about like maybe he wants to be a musician. But she tried to push me away from the music, but I couldn't just get away from the music. And my family is actually from a music background.
Do you play musical instruments?
Not really. I am learning how to play the piano and the guitar a little bit, but I kind of really play.
What are the instruments that you, do you guys have specific instruments or you use?
Yeah, we play, we have a drummer, we have a bass guitarist, then the normal guitar, and our singer plays the acoustic guitar also. So we have a lot of like talents in our band.
And the singers, what do you have? You mentioned one
of them. We have just one singer, sorry.
You're one of them?
Yeah, one singer, then I'm the rapper.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And how, just a little bit of rap technology here, how do you go back and forth with the rapper and the singer? How do you know when to come in, when to...
Yeah, that's what I said, because we always practice like a lot. In a week, we practice like 3 times or 4 times. And we if we're making a song, we meet together and we agree on how it's going to be, like whose part is this going to be, whose part is this going to be. And it's not really difficult for us. We just have to like sit down and decide what's the song is going to be about and how it's going to be. We actually just finished recording our new song 2 days ago. So it's going to be out, like, I don't know, maybe next month. We're going to shoot the video also. It's going to be out with the video.
And the video is going to play on local
television? Yeah, it's going to play on MTV, Hungary, Viva, music channel, I think.
All right, so tell us what's going to be. You have the pen, you have the vision. What kind of place, where do you want to be in a year from now?
In a year from now, I would like to be really successful with the band. Next year, our manager just told us like we're gonna get like a lot of gigs next summer, in festivals, you know, Balaton, Sziget, everywhere. So like I'm looking forward to it, and I think like I can see like some lights in the band. We're gonna be really successful, hopefully. Because we're really trying our best. We practice always. We make music always. And hard work.
And you're doing what you love to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Skinny Boy. That's Skinny Boy of Cloud 9 Plus, a Nigerian rapper who's studying at Corvinus University, Media and Communication. This is your host, Jay Miller, on Radio Globe Budapest. Tune in Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to noon. First English language web radio show in Budapest. Tune in to www.primefmradio.dj. Have a wonderful day, and thanks for spending your hour with us.